我们来，请翻开，请翻开，请翻开以西结书。我们来，我们来抢麦克。我们来，请翻开以西结书第三十七章。
Ezekiel chapter 37。
以西结书三十七章第一节。
Ezekiel 37 verse 1。
从第一节到第十节。
Verses 1 to 10。
我们重新来领诵。
Let us read it together。
耶和华的灵降在我身上，耶和华借着他的灵带我出去，将我放在平原中，这平原遍满骸骨，他使我从骸骨的四围经过，随时在我平原的骸骨甚多，而且极其枯干。他对我说，人子啊，这些骸骨能复活吗？我说，主耶和华，你是知道的。他对我说，你向这些骸骨发预言说，枯干的骸骨啊，要听耶和华的话。主耶和华对这些骸骨说，我必气息进入你们里面，你们就要活了。我必给你们加上筋，使你们长肉，又将皮遮蔽你们，使气息进入你们里面，你们就要活了。你们便知道我是耶和华。于是我遵命说预言，正说预言的时候，不料有响声，有地震，骨与骨互相联合。我观看，见骸骨上有筋，也长了肉，有皮遮蔽其上，只是还没有气息。主对我说，人子啊，你要发预言，向风发预言，说主耶和华如此说，气息啊，要从四方而来，吹在这些被杀的人身上，使他们活了。于是我遵命说预言，气息就进入骸骨，骸骨便活了，并且站起来，成为极大的军队。 我们再来唱，再来，我喜欢唱歌。我们再来唱《哥林多后书》第四章，或是不唱，我来念好了。
We turn to Second Corinthians chapter 4.
现在我来自己有个人来念，请两姊妹一节一节用英文翻译。
We'll first read it in Chinese and then in English.
哥林多后书第四章第七节。
Second Corinthians 4:7.
哥林多后书第四章第七节，我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
But we have this treasure in earthen vessels.That the surprising greatness of the power may be of God and not from ourselves.
我们四面受敌，却不被困住；心里作难，却不止失望。
We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed; perplexed, but not despairing.
遭逼迫，却不被丢弃；打倒了，却不知死亡。
Persecuted, but not forsaken; struck down, but not destroyed.
身上常带着耶稣的死，使耶稣的生也显明在我们身上。
Always carrying about in the body the dying of Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body.
因为我们这活着的人是常为耶稣被交于死地，使耶稣的生在我们这必死的身上显明出来。
For we who live are constantly being delivered over to death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh.
这样看来，死是在我们身上发动，生却在你们身上发动。
So death works in us, but life in you.
继续第十三节，但我们既有信心，正如经上记着说，我因信，所以如此说话；我们也信，所以也说话。
But having the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, I believed, therefore I spoke. We also believe, therefore also we speak.
自己知道，那叫主耶稣复活的，也必叫我们与主耶稣一同复活，并且叫我们与你们一同站在他面前。
Knowing that he who raised the Lord Jesus will raise us also with Jesus and will present us with you.
凡事都是为你们，好叫恩惠因人多越发加增，感谢格外显多，以至于荣耀归给神。
For all things are for your sake, that the grace which is spreading to more and more people may cause the giving of thanks to abound to the glory of God.
感谢主，我们这次中西部、中北部一起有联合的同工训练会。
We thank the Lord that we have this combined training conference for co-workers.
中西部来讲是这次是第一次。
To the Midwest area, this is the first time.
等于说中北部来支援来帮助我们。
And we come from the help and the support of the northern region.
这两个退休会联合主办互相支援，表明的是什么？表明我们在圣灵里面合而为一。
And with these two groups joining together, it shows our unity in the spirit.
在圣灵里面同工，圣灵里面一起同工。
And working together in the spirit.
这是神很奇妙的带领。
Think this is a marvelous leading of the Lord.
我们感谢赞美主。
So we want to give thanks and praise Him.
今天我思想的是教会和查经班的同工。
Today I'm thinking about the co-workers in the Bible study groups and in the church.
教会和查经班侍奉的同工。
And that is the church serving together with like Bible study groups.
同工在侍奉的时候，常常会有挫折感，会灰心挫折感。
As we work together, many a time with this appointed.
甚至感觉到没有力量。
We feel that we're weak.
侍奉上没有力量。
That we're weak in our service.
侍奉上没有力量，跟你的信仰有关。
And of course, that has to do with our faith.
常常我们的信仰有时候会有高潮，也会有低潮。
Sometimes our faith is up and down.
当你的侍奉能不能释放，能不能有力量，是根据你跟神的关系。
Whether we serve with power, it depends our relationship with God.
你根据于你怎么样来支持圣灵的力量。
It also depends how we receive power from the Holy Spirit.
怎么样来靠圣灵行事？
How do we depend on him to work?
这跟一般人所看的，有人在教会或者查经班很热心侍奉，所看的有不一样。
There may be those who work very busy in the church or in the Bible study group.
其实昨天晚上黄崇文牧师已经讲得很清楚，已经讲出来了。
Reverend Wong last night mentioned to us very clearly.
其实侍奉有两种。
There are two kinds of services.
一种，你是靠肉体侍奉呢，还是靠肉体血气侍奉呢，还是靠圣灵来侍奉？
Whether we serve God by the Spirit or whether we serve by our own flesh.
靠肉体血气来侍奉，这个侍奉神是不悦纳的，是死的。
If we work only by our flesh, God will not be pleasing with us.
而靠圣灵的侍奉，靠圣灵侍奉其实不是你侍奉，乃是圣灵在你里面，这样是圣灵自己侍奉，自己做的。
When we serve in the Holy Spirit, it will not be our own work, but the Holy Spirit working through us.
常常我在就是跟弟兄姊妹接触的时候，常常有一些弟兄姊妹从查经班来的。
When I come in contact with brothers and sisters, many a time I will receive those coming from Bible study groups.
从查经班长大，甚至当查经班的 leader 来到教会的时候。
And they grew up from a Bible study group, and they may be leaders of a Bible study group.
他发现他来到教会觉得侍奉上很困难。
And sometimes they find it was difficult to serve in the church.
因为他在查经班侍奉惯了，就是侍奉的时候很得心应手。
When he serves in the Bible study group, maybe he felt it was easy.
但是来到教会以后，发现教会有牧师。
But then coming to the church, they discover there is a pastor in the church.
教会有牧师，都要跟经要经过要跟牧师商量，跟牧师同意，好像他侍奉上不能得心应手。
And whatever he does, he has to consult the pastor, and he finds that it's difficult.
那个闽南话有一句话，他有一句话叫 KK 啊，黑粉后个班啊，就是很那个，就是来碍手碍脚，可以这样说吧，碍手碍脚。
We feel that we are being inhibited.
还有吗？就是有执事会，有执事会，都是执事会在决定。
And many things are being decided in the deacons' committee.
侍奉是什么呢？结果昨天黄崇文牧师已经讲出来了。
Last night Reverend Ron already told us what is service, what is serving.
如果你来到教会，你自己没有办法这样随得心应手的侍奉的时候，你那时候的态度是什么样
？If we come to a church and we find that we are a bit inhibited, we cannot serve as we please, what will be your attitude?
你能不能安静下来
？Can you quiet down?
你能不能安静下来，等候神给你亮，等候神的带领？
Can you quiet down so that you will receive power and guidance from God?
这个时候，你的信仰的实质就显露出来了。
And I think at that very moment, it will reveal your essence of your faith.
当你来到一个教会的时候，你不看教会或者查经班。
When you come to a church, you will not look whether it's a Bible study group or it's a church.
你不看教会的光景怎么样。
You're not mindful of the condition of the church.
甚至有查经班来看到教会，说：“哎呀，你们的教会比我们的查经班人还少。”
Some might come from a Bible study group and say, "Oh, your church has less members than our group."
不看人数怎么样。
But if we can forget about the numbers.
不看环境怎么样。
Forget about the circumstance.
那是看你自己跟神的关系。
But rather looking into our relationship with God.
我们的眼目不看这些。
Let our eyes not be dependent on this.
因为我们眼目所看的是有限。
Because what we see is limited.
非常的狭窄。
And it's very narrow.
我们看的是你我跟神的关系。
We want to see our relationship with God.
当我们真是从神那边这样领受到这样的一个力量的时候。
And when we actually receive power from God in this fashion.
就是里面的那种里面灵力的是里面从里面这样出来的一个力量。
And that is the strength and the power that comes from within.
如果是这样的话，你对侍奉的看法不一样。
In this manner, we'll have a different idea about service.
甚至你对将来对教会的侍奉也有不一样的看法。
Likewise, we have a different opinion about serving in the church.
那意思就是说，你对将来的侍奉，你对将来有极大的盼望。
That is, you will have full of hope about your serving God.
今天的经文哦，从以西结那边，他的意象可以让我们得到启示。
And through the vision of Ezekiel, we should have some revelation and some teaching from God.
以西结是先知。
Ezekiel was a prophet.
其实他也是祭司。
And he also was a priest.
他是出生于祭司的家庭。
He was born into a priestly family.
他从当时的环境来看见神给他的意象。
And through the circumstances around him, he saw the vision from God.
这个意象成为我们今天侍奉的启示。
And this vision should be a revelation to our serving God.
当时的背景，当时的环境是犹太人那个以色列人，他们悖逆神，被抓到悖逆神，所以神就管教他们。
And this was during the captivity of the Israelite people because of their sin against God.
神管教他们，他们就被抓到巴比伦。
They were captivated and to be in Babylon.
他们非常的失望，非常的绝望。
They were disappointed and they were depressed.
他们很盼望有一天能够回国。
Their hope was that one day they will return.
所以在这个时候，神把意象给以西结。
At this moment, God showed his vision to Ezekiel.
所以这个意象也可以说是盼望的意象。
So you may call this a vision of hope.
因着这个盼望的意象，神的能力彰显出来。
Through this vision, God showed forth his own strength and power.
这里以西结37章第一节那边讲哦，第一节讲耶和华的灵。
In first.Verse is at the hand of the Lord.
所以说，以西结的意象是来自于圣灵。
So the vision comes from God.
你们注意这节哈，注意这节那个小字那边写着什么呢？写手。那圣灵这个原文这个写字呢，做手字写。
In the English version, it clearly says the hand of the Lord.
意思就是说哈，圣灵被称为神的手，被称为神的手。
You might think of the Holy Spirit is called the hand of the Lord.
神的手，这个神的手，手是什么意思呢？
What is the meaning of a hand?
手至少有三种的意义。
At least there are three areas of meanings.
第一个，手表示能力。
First of all, it represents strength.
第二个，手表示工作。
Secondly, representing work.
第三个，手表示指示。
And thirdly, guidance.
所以圣灵是神能力的管道。
And so the Holy Spirit is the source of God's power.
圣灵是神工作的凭据。
And it's the evidence of the working of God.
圣灵是神指引的向导。
And it's also the guidance and the direction whereby God leads.
我们注意，这三种都是行动性的，都是很动的，都是很动态的。
If we pay attention, all this refers to activity.
当圣灵哈临到以西结的时候，一种动态，一种新的动态就开始了。
When the Holy Spirit was upon the prophet Ezekiel, some activity is going to begin.
以西结先知啊，被带到一个是满有骸骨的一个平原里面。
The prophet was led to a valley where he saw it was full of bones.
那时候那个平原是怎么样，是古时候的战场，古时候的打仗的地方。
It was an old battlefield.
在那边看见很多的阵亡将士在那边。
So there were a lot of dry bones from the dead soldiers.
阵亡将士的骸骨都在那边。
Their bones were all there.
那个骸骨很多啊，又枯又干的在那边任风里在飘荡。
Those bones were very dry.
这个预表到以色列人他们的光景。
Typifying the condition of the Israelites.
他们因为犯罪被抓到巴比伦。
Because they were sinning against God, they were exiled to Babylon.
落在神的管教之下。
And God disciplined them.
他们很失望了，他们几乎绝望了。
They were disappointed. They almost lost hope altogether.
因为国家灭亡以后，他们盼望回去了，没办法回去了。
After the captivity of Jerusalem, they wanted to go back, but they couldn't.
所以说，在以西结37章11节，那边讲说，我们的骨头枯干了，我们的指望失去了，我们灭绝增进了。
And so in verse 11, in this 37th chapter, it said, Our bones are dried up, and our hope has perished. We are completely cut off.
这个意象告诉我们什么呢？是神的话要临到他们。
And this vision tells that God's word will be upon them.
圣灵的能力要吹到他们身上。
And the power of the Spirit will be upon them.
流亡、失望的以色列百姓呢，要复兴。
And the captivity and all disappointment will end.
他们的国家要建立起来。
They will be restored and rebuild their country.
百姓要回国。
And they will return to their own home.
要成就神为他们所计划的。
So that they will accomplish what God has planned for them.
他们永不再分散。
They are never to be dispersed again.
神要待在他们中间设立圣所。
God is to be among them and to build his temple.
住在他们，住在他们中间。
He will dwell among them.
恢复跟他们所立的约。
And he will restore the covenant he had with them.
今天这个意象，这个意象给我们有怎么样的一个指示？
And today this vision, what does it tell us?
第一个就我们要思想到自己，思想到人类属灵的光景。
First of all, we have to think about the spiritual conditions of mankind.
有一件事情比亡国或者身亡更悲惨的一件事情。
There is something more dreadful than being captivated in exile.
是什么呢？就是死在属灵罪恶中的灵性了、啊。这个是最大的光景。
And that is being dead in our sins and trespasses.
人类的始祖犯罪，使人跟神隔绝。
Because of our forefathers' sin.And man is separated from God.
也叫人哦带进死亡，带进灵性上的死亡。
And man, as a consequence, must die spiritually.
人类灵性上的光景是什么？就像那平原的枯骨一样。
So the condition, the spiritual condition of mankind is like that valley full of dead bones.
像平原的枯骨一样，又枯干又多。
Full of bones and all of them very dry.
当你注意这个世界的时候，这个世界也像一个堆满枯骨的一个山谷。
We pay attention to this world, we find the world just in the same condition.
人类的不义、邪恶、自我中心等等的罪性破坏了神原来创造的美。
Because of the unrighteousness and the evil of the self-centered of man, so God, it filled the world that God created.
也破坏了原来神所创造的秩序。
And all that God was created and what was very good and all of this was disrupted.
人好像掉入一个深渊里面一样，自己没有办法救自己。
Man had fallen into a situation that he could not save himself.
感谢主，感谢主，以西结的意象，枯骨复生的意象，给我们带来盼望。
But we thank God that this vision brings us hope.
是的，在人的能力是不能的。
Even though it's not possible with man.
人的能力是不能复生的。
And there is not possible for man to restore himself.
但在神的面前却有极大的盼望。
But with God, there's a great hope.
为什么呢？因为在他有复活的生命。
Because in him we have the life of resurrection.
神叫人复活有两步工作，两种工作，两步的工作。
And there are two steps of God's working so that man may raise up.
第一个是神的话语。
First of all is the word of God.
神的话语有能力。
The word of God is full of power.
能叫人悔改。
He can tell us and he can convict us of our sins.
能叫人从死里复活。
So that we can be born again.
你们重生蒙了成生，不是因为能坏的种子。
We have been born again not of the perishable seeds,
乃是由于不能坏的种子
but of the imperishable.
是借着神活泼长存的道
It's through the living and acting word of God.
虽然人的灵魂失散了
So that even though our souls were perished,
神还是吩咐我们
and God told us,
要向这些人来宣告神的话语
We are to proclaim his words.
并且要宣告说神赐生命给我们
To proclaim that God can give us life.
神要等着他们，要带他们从坟墓里面出来。
And God will be waiting for them so that they can be brought forth from the graveyard.
要告诉他们，宣告他们本来所不能明白的道。
And He is to proclaim to them whatever they didn't understand before.
他们不能相信的道。
What they could not believe before.
就是生命的道。
And that is the way of life.
生命的道是有奇妙的能力的。
The way of life is full of power.
是福音是有奇妙的能力的。
Gospel is full of power.
能苏醒人生。
And revives us, refreshes us.
能使人的灵魂复生啊。
And it raises us from the condition of death.
神的话也要借着圣灵的工。
And the word of God through the power of the Holy Spirit.
神的话如果没有圣灵的工啊，仍然不能使人有气息。
Without the breath of the Holy Spirit, no one can live.
所以呢，那真正的真实叫人变化的一个力量是什么？乃是神的灵。
So the power that really changed man's life.Is the power of the Holy Spirit.
这里啊，圣经里面讲哈，这个圣灵是什么？四方吹来生命的气息。
And here use the word the breath, describing the working of the Holy Spirit.
大能的圣灵住在我们当中。
And the powerful Holy Spirit actually is dwelling in us.
这个四方是什么意思呢？四方是表示圣灵随时的，圣灵无所不在。
The breath coming from all directions because it's ever present.
这个圣灵在哪里呢？在教会，在团体那边。 在那边是怎么样？要赐力量给我们，要成就他所做的工作。
The Holy Spirit is within the church, within the Bible study group, and where he is going to accomplish his own work.
但是很可惜，在教会中世纪的时候是个黑暗时期。
But unfortunately, the church seems to be in a dark age.
教会没有力量。
It is without power.
但是今天教会也差不多。
Today, the church is somewhat like that.
教会今天有危险。
There is a danger with many churches.
因为教会圣灵不能在教会工作。
Because the Holy Spirit cannot work within the church.
因为教会有罪，有世俗的风在教会里面。
Because there is sin, that is the wind of the world in the church.
但是我们看见，就圣灵也在一些那些谦卑的人，那些属灵谦卑的人的里面。
But we also see the fact that the Holy Spirit is also within those who are humble.
那些在教会里面，那教会团体里面，那些愿意顺服他的，愿意依靠主的人，那些人呢，主的灵就住在他们里面。
With those who are willing to be submissive to the Holy Spirit and willing to cooperate with Him, the Holy Spirit will be among them.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们有这个特权了，我们可以支取。
So my brothers and sisters, we have the privilege of drawing from the strength.
这是神所预备给我们的。
God has prepared for us.
我们要勇敢，要用勇敢神给我们。既然神圣灵领导我们，我们要勇敢的传福音。
Since God has empowered us with the Holy Spirit, we ought to be courageous and bold in spreading the gospel.
传主的道。
Preaching His word.
并吩咐全人的灵附身枯骨的教会团体。
We can proclaim and we ask the Holy Spirit to revive all of us.
唤醒那些灵性丧失的人。
To awaken those who are dead spiritually.
好叫基督的灵，好叫基督赐给他们生命。
So that the Spirit of Christ can give them life.
能够彰显神的能力。
So that the power of God may be manifested.
这是旧约的预表，在新约有什么样的见证？
And this is a vision from the Old Testament. What is the testimony in the New Testament?
新约的见证在保罗身上。
And this testimony is seen in the life of Paul.
保罗怎么样经历到神的能力？
How did Paul experience the power of God?
保罗相信要经历圣灵的能力，先要认识自己。
And Paul fully believes that if you are to experience the power of the Holy Spirit, we must first understand ourselves.
先要认识自己，自己不过是什么？不过是瓦器。
And you understand that we are but a vessel.
瓦器是一个神的儿女，作为一个神的儿女的一个写照。
An earthen vessel that describes the children of God.
创世纪二章七节那边了，耶和华神用地上的尘土造人。
The book of Genesis told us that God used earth to create first man.
所以瓦器是泥土造的。
And a vessel, an earthen vessel, is made of earth.
这个表达什么呢？表达瓦器是软弱的。
It tells us that this vessel is weak on its own.
是软弱的，是卑贱的。
And it's very humble.
人没有什么可以夸的。
There's nothing that we can boast about.
当人类犯罪以后呢，始祖犯罪以后，人就常常以自我做中心。
But unfortunately, ever since man sinned, the man like to be self-centered.
以为靠自己可以行。
We always think that we can accomplish by ourselves.
很可惜的是，不少的基督徒也是这样的，以为靠自己可以行。
Unfortunately, this is also true many a time with Christians.
当一个人以为自己行的时候，以为自己聪明的时候，神就没有办法工作了。
However, when someone thinks that he is wise, then God cannot use him.
当一个人自以为聪明的时候，就没有办法承认自己的软弱。
And when someone thinks that he is wise, then he cannot admit his own weakness.
神的能力没有办法在我们身上彰显出来。
And the power of God cannot be manifested in him.
但是也有，就是有一端很可惜的，有的基督徒跑到另外一端去了。
But then there are Christians who go to the other extreme.
就是自己觉得完全不是。
And he thinks that he is nothing.
看自己不合乎所当看。
He is not looking at himself fairly.
所以自哀自怜。
And so he becomes a self-pity.
甚至自卑。
Sometimes completely denying himself.
这种的性格跑出来。
And this type of character surfaces out.
如果是这样的话，也会阻碍神的能力在你身上。
In this manner, he will also obstructing the power of God working through him.
保罗承认自己是瓦器。
And Paul admitted that himself was an earthen vessel.
但是他不自卑。
But he is not self-pity.
他确信他是蒙神所拣选的。
He fully believed, he is convinced that he was chosen by God.
他说我是使徒中最小的。
He said, I am the smallest of all the apostles.
我不配为使徒。
I'm not worthy of an apostle.
因为我从前是逼迫教会的。
Because I have persecuted his church.
但是然而呢，我今天成了何等的人。
But he said, well, whatever I am today.
我今天成了何等的人，是蒙了神的恩才有。
It is by the grace of God.
所以要经历神的大能，不仅要认识自己是一个瓦器。
So if we are to experience the power of God, not only to know that we are an earthen vessel,
还要进一步的要认识瓦器中的宝贝。
We must realize the treasure that is within this vessel.
瓦器的宝贝是什么呢？
What is this treasure?
就是基督的灵。
And that is the Spirit of Christ.
就是内住的灵。
And the surprise in dwelling in us.
当我们看一个人的时候，我们看到有两种。
When we look at someone, we see two kinds of people.
一个看外表，看外表是个肉体。
We look at the flesh, we only see just flesh.
但是我们知道里面还有个内心。
But we know that we have a heart within.
在原文里面，原文里面一个人是有两种人，一个是外面的人，一个是里面的人。
In the original language, the Bible tells us the outward person and the inner man.
外面的人属于看得见的。
The outward person is visible.
是可以看得见的那个肉体。
That's flesh and blood, we can see it.
里面的人就是里面的那个属灵的生命。
But the inner man is the spiritual life within.
当一个人信耶稣以后，
when someone believes in the Lord Jesus,
就有新的生命在他里面。
A new life enters into him.
这个就保罗所说的，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人。
That is what Paul said. Whoever is in Christ, he is a new creation.
这个经文非常重要。
This is a very important verse.
这个经文是保罗的最中心的思想，他可以讲是神学，是他最中心的思想，他的神学在基督里面。
I think of this as the center of Paul's thinking, that is in Christ.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人。
Then whoever is in Christ is a new creature.
新造的人是有新的生命。
And being a new creature, he has a new life.
新的生命在他里面成长。
And this new life will grow in him.
渐渐的成长。
Gradually growing.
如何成长呢？
How is he to grow?
就是要每天有灵修的生活。
That is every day to have a devotion with God.
其实我今天的主要主题是要你们有每天有灵修的生活。
You might think of today's message is to encourage you that every day you have a devotional time.
每天向神支取力量。
Every day drawing strength from God.
也许你经过这次这样一次的聚会哈，可以让你们复兴起来。
Maybe you'll be revived through this conference.
但是重要的是回去以后，每天你们要有灵修的生活。
But the most important thing is after you go back, every day you have a devotional time.
灵修的生活就像开辟一座内在的花园一样。
It is like developing, cultivating an inner garden.
每天整理，每天除草。
And every day cultivating it and get rid of all the weeds.
每天在里面静静的享受。
Gradually enjoying from within.
这个就是属灵的操练。
This is the training, the spiritual training.
大卫呢？大卫在他的诗篇里面，23篇的诗篇里面，他想象哈，他里面的灵哈，是一片的草地。
David in his Psalm 23, he think of his inner spirit is like a meadow.
耶和华神是他的牧者。
The Lord God was his shepherd.
他是羊。
He was the sheep.
神在这个青草地上来引领他。
God led him through the green meadow.
在他所描写的哈，很漂亮的一个地方，是安静的水边。
He describes that there was a quiet water that the Lord led him.
在青草地上。
On green pasture.
有丰盛的宴席。
And there was an abundant feast.
有个安全的环境。
And there was a surrounding of security.
可以在那边很安静的享用。
And there he could rejoice in the Lord.
大卫怎么说呢？说这个地方是使他灵魂苏醒的地方。
And so David said, this is where his soul is refreshed.
这个是属灵的操练。
This is spiritual training.
这个属灵的操练跟得力跟盈利有什么关系呢？
What does this training have to do with our spiritual power?
除非我们现在就开始。
Unless we begin now.
并且持续不断开始。
And continue.
否则的话，将会失去神预备给我们的许多操练。
Otherwise, we will lose many of the training that God has prepared for us.
神要我们活得更丰盛的生命。
God wants us to live an abundant life.
除非我们有灵修，我们有内室的生活。
Unless we have this inner training.
我们学不到以永恒和无限的远景来看现代的生活。
We'll never learn the lesson of looking at our everyday life through eternity.
除非我们有内室的生活。
Unless we have this inner life.
不然的话，我们会失去跟基督有生命的连结。
Then we will lose our contact with our Christ.
跟基督的关系。
Our relationship with him.
保罗最怕的是跟神的关系隔绝。
And Paul, what Paul dreaded was that he would be separated from God.
当保罗犯不是保罗了，当那个大卫犯罪以后，他真是战战兢兢的在神面前求主饶恕悔改。
After David sinned and when he repented, he asked the Lord to forgive.
大卫最怕的是失去跟神的关系。
Was dreadful that he would be separated from God.
当如果你没有每天的这样内室的生活的时候，你会所做的很怕把这个荣耀归给神，而且归给自己。
And without this inner spiritual exercise, it's very easy to glory ourselves rather than glorying God.
我忘记了这是神给你的恩典。
We will forget the grace of God.
如果我们没有属灵的操练，
without such spiritual exercise,
我们会失去的警觉的行悟警觉的能力。
And we will be not as spiritually alert.
忘记了我们是神所爱的儿女。
We even forget that we are beloved children of God.
而特别平常的时候表现不出来，在特别危急危难的时候呢？
Others may not see that ordinarily, but in a state of crisis,
我们缺乏能力。
Then we find ourselves in lack of strength.
我们没有毅力。
We have no endurance.
没有能力，没有毅力来应付所面对的危机的情况。
And with no strength or power to confront the situation.
我们会失败。
then we fail.
我们会羞辱，会受到羞辱。
And we'll be brought to shame.
我们会受到受苦。
Suffer.
我们会丧失亲人。
And we even lose those who are closest to us.
其实我们常常有感觉到我们是在孤单的生活。
But many times we find that we're very lonesome.
这是为什么保罗跟其他人不一样？当一个人关在监狱里面的时候会哀声载道，保罗关在监狱的时候会唱诗赞美主。
When others are being in prison, maybe they would complain, they would worry, but Paul would sing and sing praises to God.
他四面受敌，一切都困住。
Even though he was surrounded by enemies, but
心里做哪一切不只失望。
While he was worried, but he was not completely
worried. 糟糕。
Treasure within the earthen vessel.
就是里面基督的灵。
That is the spirit of Christ within.
是他多年来内室的生活，多年来属灵操练的结果。
This is the result of his many years spiritual exercise.
多年来在内在花园肯定的结果。
And this inner exercise brings about a sure result.
这个地方是一个花园。
So within us is like a garden.
是私人天地。
It's a private heavenly earth.
是安静的水边。
It is like quiet water.
也是一个小教堂。
And it's a little church.
我们说我们是查经班，没有教会。
And we say we are in a Bible study group. We have no church.
你有教会。
Of course you have a church.
你有小教堂。
You have a little church within you.
在你里面。
That is within you.
在这里是你跟神交往亲近的地方。
There you have a close relationship with God and draw near to him.
神很愿意跟我们亲近。
God is willing for us to draw near to him.
但是我们内心太忙乱。
Unfortunately, many times we are so busy.
以致我们跟神的关系太遥远。
So that we find ourselves far away from God.
我们听不到神的声音。
We cannot hear his voice.
我们得不到他的感动。
We are not being moved by him.
我们体验不到他的临在。
We do not experience the presence of his spirit.
如何来做灵修的功夫呢？
But how are we to keep this devotional time?
清晨你一醒起来。
Early in the morning when you awake.
当你眼睛一醒起来，你就想到神。
You think of God the moment you open your eyes.
你想到神的伟大。
You think of how great he is.
你默想神主耶稣基督他的慈容。
You meditate upon the mercy and the kindness of Christ.
然后灵开始醒起来。
And then your spirit will be refreshed.
这是预备的时间。
And this is a time of preparation.
然后你预备这个心灵来敬拜。
And then you prepare your heart to worship God.
来赞美。
To praise him.
这个就是属天属地的连结像开始。
And this will be a connection connecting earth to heaven.
然后呢，如果你会一首两首的短诗歌，你可以用短诗歌来唱诗来赞美主。
And you can use one or two songs to sing praises to God.
你说他是主，他是主。
You can sing He is Lord, He is Lord.
你可以改成你是主，你是主。
And you can sing and say You are Lord, You are Lord.
你是我的主。
You are my Lord.
你可以写一首诗歌，当转眼仰望耶稣那个副歌。
You can learn another song, Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus.
如果你不会唱的话，你可以用听的。
If you do not know how to sing, you listen.
我记得第一天晚上在这个地方的时候，我一进来就听到你们唱的，有几位查经班的同学们唱的那首英文诗歌，那个英文诗歌非常有恩高的诗歌，那英文诗歌非常有恩高的诗歌。
I recall on Friday evening when I came in here, I listened to several of you singing.
你们可以去买一些英文诗歌也好，那很有恩高的诗歌，你们去听去听非常好。
There are songs that when you listen to, you can see the feel the presence of the Holy Spirit.
帮助你的灵在敬拜。
It will enable you to worship.
然后呢，用诗篇来赞美。
Then you can praise the Lord with song.
神啊，我的心切慕你。
The Lord, my heart yearns for you.
如鹿切慕溪水。
And it's like a deer panting after water.
然后开始读神的话。
And then you begin to read the words of God.
读神的话是听神的话。
When you read, actually you are listening.
听神的话，其实祷告的时候，我们是向神祷告，但是祷告的时候也是听神告诉你。
Even though when we pray, as we are telling God something, actually at the same time we are to listen what God is trying to speak to us.
读经的时候，我是盼望每个弟兄姊妹有一个固定的读经日语。
Likewise, when we study the word, I hope that each one of you will have a definite guidebook.
一年读完一本圣经。
Within 1 year time, you can finish the entire Bible.
你每天领受到一节也好，短的经节也好，一节一节的经文，并且那个经节来跟他背诵。
You may experience a couple of verses, and even though just one or two verses, but try to learn it by heart.
最后祷告。
And then you pray.
祷告，你先要认罪。
Pray first of all with confession of our sin.
然后呢，感恩。
And then give thanks.
然后祈求。
And then make supplication.
把你最需要的带到神的面前。
Bring your need before God.
跟神求是最具体的，很具体的告诉神。
And pray specifically.
然后呢用赞美敬拜来结束。
And then ended with praises and worship.
内在的生命是你跟主一起走的世界。
The inner life is the world that you walk with the Lord.
当你灵修完的时候，你会看见到神，你会看见到你自己。
After your devotional time, you will see God, and likewise you will see yourself.
主会帮助你看见你自己，主会帮助你哈，你听见到你心里的声音，主会帮助你。
The Lord will enable you to listen to your inner voice and to understand yourself.
如果能够的话，你把它写下来。
If possible, write it down.
我今天要给你们一本每日读经灵修记录。
And today I'm going to give you, this is a book to record our everyday devotional.
这个不是每个人一本。
Not one for each person.
那个没有 group 一本啊，你们回去要 copy 给大家，这是个一季可以用的。
Maybe just one for each group.
我先声明一下，这个是我从那个家LA 刘富林牧师那边他给我的。
This I get it from a pastor Liu.
我是他的学生，所以他给我给你们，我想他会允许的。
I'm one of his students. He gave me and I gave them to you. I'm sure he will permit me to do so.
等等后面摆个后面啊，一个查经教会查经团体，你们拿一本回去 copy。
And I hope each group or each church, you can take one copy and then you can copy it for your brothers and sisters.
把它灵修之后把它写下来。
This record for your spiritual exercise every day.
写下你自己，你会看了以后，你会真的看到你自己成长的部分。
And when you write it down on how you feel and what you get from the verse, then you see your growth when you look back.
然后带着主给你的生命，带着主给你的力量来面对新的一天的生活。
Then with the life and with the power that God has given you, you can face every day.
这样的时间要多久呢？
How long should this time be?
五分钟，十分钟。
Five minutes, ten minutes.
够不够呢？
Is that enough?
也许你开始五分钟，十分钟。
Maybe you start out with five or ten minutes.
我盼望能够延长到一个钟头。
I hope that you can prolong to an hour.
但是你说我爬不起来。
Say, oh, I could not get up.
所以如果你要灵修的话，早一个钟头起来。
If you want to have a personal devotion, you must get up an hour earlier.
或者呢，晚上的时间来补充，来补足。
Whether you supplemented in the night hour.
这是我到七月到加州去参加华神他们的延伸制，我是从神保罗牧师学到他的讲道学。
This July I went to California. I took part in the studies.
他个人的见证啊，他个人我是从他个人身上，他每天三四点起来灵修。
I learned a great deal from Pastor 神保罗。He every day he would get up at 3 or 4 for the devotion.
一天的灵力的来源，如果不在平时下功夫的话，那实在是没办法。
You know, the power of spiritual power only comes from our ordinary everyday life.
如果我们不是这样平时的下功夫，我们如果碰到事情的话，怎么办呢？
If we do not learn in our everyday life, we will not be able to face up to crisis.
平时不下功夫，临死的时候抱主耶稣的脚。
Slack, and then at the time we just cry before the Lord and asking for help.
你祷告说：“主啊，帮助我，帮助我。”
Pray and say, Lord, help me, help me.
我自己是庆幸或者愧疚，我自己不知道。
Whether I sinned against God, I do not know.
我自己侍奉上为主受苦，跟那些使徒比起来，还差得太远。
When I serve the Lord, my suffering cannot never compare with the apostles.
我为主受苦还没有像那个使徒们哈，为主受苦像抵挡罪恶达到流血的地步。
I have never so standing against sin than to the extent that I have to bleed.
我想到那些使徒们啊，他们晚年的时候还能够守住啊，我是不是能够至死忠心呢？
When I think of the apostles, they can hold fast to the faith even at their old age. And I ask myself, will I be faithful unto death?
那美好的仗我已经打过了吗？
Have I gone through really the battle and overcome it?
当跑的路我已经跑尽了吗？
Have I went through the path that I am to run?
所信的道我已经守住了吗？
Whether I have hold fast to the faith?
保罗说啊，他常常带着耶稣的死。
And Paul said he carried upon himself the death of Jesus.
我们怎样带着耶稣的死呢？
How are we to carry the death of Jesus?
就是时刻的常常想到主耶稣在十字架上为我们受死。
And that is moment by moment we think of how the Lord sacrificed for us on the cross.
常常想到耶稣基督的十字架。
Think of his cross.
好，我们是十字架下的，我们是他的仆人。
And we are under his cross and we are his servant.
让耶稣的生也显明在我们身上。
So that the life of Jesus will be manifested in us.
保罗讲到要经历神的大能，要用信心来支取。
And Paul says, if we are to experience God's wonderful power, we must gain it by faith.
属灵的侍奉是要付出代价。
And of course, all spiritual service must ask us for Christ.
主已经为我们死了。
The Lord has already died for us.
我们这个肉身活着的人，是常常带着主耶稣的死呢？
As we live in our bodily life, are we always carrying His death?
是不是愿意为主的缘故而舍弃自己天然的身 天然的那个生命呢？
Are we willing for his sake that we denied our natural life?
让耶稣的死更深的，天天坐在我身上，更深的这样做。
So that the death of Jesus works in us even ever more deeply.
把我的罪，把我的私欲钉死。
So that all our sins and our evil desires be nailed to the cross.
和主同钉十字架。
To be crucified with the Lord.
十字架整能力在你我身上。
And the power of the cross is in us.
使我们活着的不再是自己。
He's allowed us so that when we live, we do not live by ourselves.
乃是主耶稣在我们里面活着。
But rather Jesus lives in us.
把人的聪明，人的智慧。人的能力气节
we get rid of all the wisdom and all the knowledge and all the power of man
让神复活的能力在我们身上
so that his power of resurrection may be upon us
在我们身上显明出来
will be manifested in us
正如以弗所当一章十九节当中他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等的浩大
and in Ephesians Paul wrote and how great is the power that he has shown us those who believe in him
生死复活这是我们信仰的真理。
To live, to die, and to be resurrected. This is the center of our faith.
在教会侍奉会有碰到这样的情形。
When we serve in the church, we sometimes face such situation.
有一天牧师宣布说他要离开。
One day, maybe the pastor announced that he is to leave.
他要离开这个地方到别的地方去侍奉。
He's leaving this place and God is sending him somewhere else to serve.
对这个教会来说牧师的离开对这个教会来说好像办了一场的 funeral。办了一场丧事
and to the church that the pastor is leaving is like going through a funeral
有眼泪有痛苦
there will be tears and sufferings and sorrow
好像牧师死掉了
and the pastor died
何尝不是因着牧师的死
and how much more if it's not really the death of the pastor
是原来那些弟兄姊妹眼睛盯着牧师的依赖牧师的没有牧师喂就不吃的这些人原来依靠牧师的能不能转眼来依靠主
But the more important thing is those who have depended on the pastor can they now turn their eyes and depend on the Lord
一粒麦子都不在地里死
And the Bible said if a grain of wheat that does not fall into the ground and die
就是一粒
And it only remained one grain
若死了就结出许多的子粒来
But after it died it will bring forth much fruit
因着这个教会因着牧师的死因着牧师的离开让这个教会的属灵啊那么这个教会属灵的情况那么这个教会的那个信仰呢复活起来
Sometimes through a departure of a pastor the church will be revived
来快跑跟随耶稣基督
So that they will follow the Lord quickly
人生还有比更死的事情更惨的事情
And there are more sorrowful things than this in the world
就是人活在世上人活在世上有什么呢有属灵的征战
And that is we living in this world we face spiritual battles
有家庭的难处
And we have problems
有工作的难处
We have problems with our work
有学业的问题
With problems with our studies.
有的弟兄姊妹缺乏试验。
Sometimes we lack trials.
有的弟兄姊妹很多的试验。
And but then there are others full of trials.
这样比来比去比较起来，死还算不错的。
And if we compare, then death is nothing.
躺在坟墓里面还比较好一点。
Lying on the grave seems to be better.
反正我躺在那边呢，你那个事我不管。
Lying there, you don't have to worry about many things.
当我们遇到这个艰难的试验的时候。
When we face difficult trials,
我们要感谢神。
We need to thank God.
我们不靠自己。
We are not to depend on ourselves.
只靠那叫死人复活的神。
So we depend on God, whom He calls the death of.
他曾经救我们脱离死亡。
For He has saved us from death.
他现在救我们，现在还要救我们。
He will continue to save us.
并且我们有盼望，指望他将来还要救我们。
And our hope is that He will save us eventually.
无论我们经历到怎样的试炼。
No matter what kind of tribulation we may experience,
靠我们自己是没有办法的，没有办法胜过的。
By our own, we cannot overcome.
但是感谢神。
We thank God.
靠着那复活的灵。
By the Spirit of Resurrection.
靠着那个复活的主，他差遣圣灵在我们里面。
By the Spirit of the Resurrected Lord, and He has given us the Holy Spirit.
复活的主与我们同在。
And the Lord is with us.
就可以胜过了。
And we can overcome.
有复活的神。
Because we have the God of Resurrection.
有复活的盼望。
So we have the hope of resurrection.
有复活的生命。
And we also have the life of resurrection.
有复活的力量。
And we have the power of resurrection.
我们就可以说。
Then we can say.
在人不能。
With man it is not possible.
但是在那叫死人复活的神，凡事都能。
But with God who can call from death to life, everything is possible.
每一个人，每一个基督徒，都可以从生命枯干的光景中，变成基督的精兵。
everyone, every Christian, we can change from a dry and adult life into an active soldier of Jesus.
每一个教会团体都会从坟墓里面，从灵性死的光景中变成一个，成为一个极大的舰队。
Every church, every fellowship can turn dry bones into a great army.
在于你是不是领受到、领略到、肢体到圣灵的力量。
The most important thing is whether we have experienced the strength of the power and the power of the Holy Spirit.
愿圣灵帮助我们。
May the Holy Spirit help us.
叫神的灵彰显在我们身上。
So that His Spirit work through us.
彰显在我们这个微小的器皿。
And manifested in this little and small vessel.
为主做见证。
So that we will testify for God.
传福音给别人听。
And share His gospel.
引领人来归主。
And lead others to Christ.
你当将失去、施出去、给出去，施比受更有福。
We're willing to give, we're more blessed than just receiving.
主给你生命，你将把这生命流出来。
The Lord has given you life, your life should be shared with others.
叫你自己不但是白白领受这个恩典，来把这个救恩流出去。
So just don't just receive it freely, but freely give.
你有一天，当你像流泪撒种的时候，你有一天你会欢欣收割。
As you sow with fear, one day you will reap joyfully.
你那时候会很高兴。
Then you will really rejoice.
大家记得一件事情。
But remember one thing.
把荣耀归给神。
Give glory to God.
把荣耀全然的归给神。
And give all glory to God.
你愿意这样做吗？
Are you willing to be like this?
不需要经过一个什么 revival 这么大的。但是每天每天你跟神的关系。
It is not necessary to have any special revival, but that every day, continually, you maintain your relationship with God.
你愿意这样做吗？
Are you willing to be like that?
愿圣灵帮助我们。
May the Holy Spirit help us.
让我们立志在神的面前愿意这样做。
We make up our mind, we'll do so.
我们来低头祷告。
Let us pray.
主耶稣，谢谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
主，你的话语帮助我们。
Lord, your word help us.
给我们力量。
Give us strength.
来看见你自己当时给先知的启示。
So that we will see what you have shown to the prophet.
主耶稣帮助我们。
Lord Jesus, help us.
真是谢谢你差遣圣灵来在我们里面。
We thank you for sending the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, in our heart.
帮助我们每天跟你过亲近的生活。
Enable us to draw near to you every day.
主啊，我信不足你帮助。
Lord, you know that we are faith this week, but you help us.
主啊，我们没有能力，主耶稣你自己有能力。
We are weak, but Lord, you are with power.
主耶稣，你帮助我们。
So Lord, help us.
圣灵在我们身上。
May the Holy Spirit in us.
叫我们有能力。
Enable us to serve power.
不但是每天亲近主。
Not only draw near to you every day.
也为主做见证。
And also share you with others.
每天向你支起力量。
Draw strength from you every day.
每天过你要我们过的生活。
And every day living for you.
谨守你自己的命令。
So that we can obey your commandment.
也叫我们所领受的。
And all that we have received and learned.
荣耀归给神。
Let glory, all glory be given to God.
谢谢主。
Lord, we thank you.
悦纳我们的敬拜。
Receive our worship.
悦纳我们的赞美。
Receive our praises.
听我们的祷告。
Hearken to our prayer.
奉耶稣的名。
In the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.